It's more deep because shamanism is much more deep.
I'm just setting this up because whenever I don't, you start talking and saying, and then I go, shit, why didn't I record that?
Anyway, we'll go back to it.
Okay, it looks like it's actually recording. Okay, now.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I was saying that reading the note of this father, what's his name? Baraka. No, that's the other one.
Yeah, there's Baraka, and then there's Sando.
Ah, Sando, yeah, that's not. So that's the one who says the Indian sickness.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one I want to make a comment on. I said he uses his knowledge from the European point of view and the religion and sickness and disease, whatever he knows there. Mm-hmm. And also using the Bible that he uses, you know, so much of that evil stuff there. Mm-hmm. For example, he knows about in time of Jesus that people were cured. There were believed that there were people were possessed by the demon. Mm-hmm. And also Jesus, you know, just simply talk to them or, you know, cure them.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of throw away the demon out of them. That is very strong in his mind to this priest. And that's what he tend to see the people, the way he speaks. Mm-hmm. He thinks that, you know, and also he has a knowledge of the medicine and also philosophy, okay? Three of those things in his mind. He tried to apply both at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing in there when he talks to this Mr. G. He was trying to use this psychological thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And it did work because, you know, the other guy didn't know that. He didn't know this. There was really nothing mystery about it, but he believes him. So the thing here is the mind. If the mind accepts the thing and you truly allow yourself to be, submit yourself to anything, even if you don't know, it works. That's what the Indian people did. They ask that, they have that mind power. They can tell you, put your hand into that fire or that a piece of coal, white hot, put your hand there, you're not going to feel it. And if he tells you about three times, you will do it and you think you don't feel it. And actually, there's nothing wrong. They were able to do that by suggestive power of thinking. And that's what he was using with the Mr. G. And I sensed that. And so that's the kind of thing they use against the native people. And what they see, they didn't understand it was happening, is that I think the way my grandfather and the others were explained their problem when they were converted to Christianity. For this example, I don't know if it's my grandfather or if it's some other old man who explained that. When he tried to be joined to Christianity, his wife urging him to join because they didn't like to be separate in their mind, because she embraced the Christianity and she thought it was much pleasant to be a Christian than to be the old stuff. So she convinced him, you know, to join the Christianity. But when he says, okay, I'm going to give it a try, he has been a master in his own, you know, spiritual belief and practice. He was able to perform things, you know, like the great shaman do. And when he tried to release his old belief, he had trouble. And he had hallucination because it's too powerful. And whenever he goes from his home, then he goes out there and it's sort of bug him, as if a person is waiting for him to say, you deserted me, you, and all this, and wants to punish him to rejoin his old belief. And it actually sees things, you know, terrible things, like beasts that wants to consume him. And sometimes with fire, sometimes the water opens up, you know, the ground to swallow him, threatening him not to leave, to hold what he was. And he says this man was so terrifying that sometimes he would run home because he truly believe that he's gonna perish right there. And then when that happened, he's much weaker, much more reported to his wife, and this is what I got, you know, I've been scared. And when that happened, he could not hunt. He couldn't go along the way he used to do because of this. And he tried to use the prayer and tried to use the beads, the rosaries, to try to overcome. It didn't work, because he had so much in his mind about the old stuff, he couldn't. So finally, he was totally beaten.